Crockett. You went pretty well over to the State Department on the senior day. Telefano knew him over to McNamara's shop pretty well. Bundy knew him pretty well. I think everybody in the state, defense, and so forth. I would emphasize that he had nothing to do in this field, and I would have that emphasized in the statements that I got from Ralph Duncan, who handles personnel and state matters. I think the weakness, one of the weaknesses we have is there's no FBI on it. I don't know how to quite cover that angle. I guess you could say that he's a colonel in the reserve in Goldwater's unit. That he had a thorough FBI at 58. And he's been the same job ever since. And been very closely observed. That 59 incident was never made known to anyone. And it was only suspicion then. Yeah. I don't know. Did he pay a fine? Do you know?
I don't know if I've seen the report, but I was uptown till late last night.
Eddie Weisel here ought to be interviewed this morning. He worked with him very closely for several years with this committee. Cy Vance ought to be interviewed. He knew him. With the defense people. I would put a good deal of the press. I'd interview the press pretty good deal because he saw a good deal of them. Beginning with Sarah McClendon, Mike O'Neill, New York News. I don't know how well he knew him, but all the Texas correspondents, Les Carpenter,
yeah.
Get them in on it.
Yeah.
So, Marshall McNeil, Scripps Howard, Jerry Siegel, The Washington Post, I guess they can assign as many people within reason, but it takes some time, and this thing just got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think if we can come up and say that this is an isolated incident, which I believe it to be, of a very sick man, that when I heard about it, I promptly acted to accept his resignation, got then $3 million in the government. We immediately severed their connection. They're not in anymore. And I think if we're going to have to be a little careful on the Baker thing now, that you and Abe Clark ought to spend some of your time this morning on that. I think this emphasizes that a little more. I think from what it looks to me, this may be very well a frame-up. These three guys standing there looking over at Transom just, by the way, happen to be there. I guess it's natural they'd watch the YMCA, but it may be that somebody, they were tipping everybody in town, the Republican committee was. Don't you think they ought to be investigating that bribe charge the day before?
Yeah.
I don't know, you have to get a basis of federal law, but I would sure have a dozen in there. I don't know how closely Internal Revenue is working with you. But we have an acting man there. I think you ought to have a meeting with him today. sure that all the personnel that he's got is turned loose on this Suburban Trust outfit. So you can see Miss Reynolds' thing, and you can tell the committee what the ramifications are and the problems, and how you're intensive about it, and how much you're doing about it if you get called in January or whenever it is.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like you just sat back and slept through it. Whatever auditors and accountants they need, they ought to put on to see where this money went. Now, what's important is, after this guy deposited his money in Suburban Trust in October, is to find out how he got any money or what sources he could have got to pay this $25,000.
I got a bunch of people working down. I'll talk to them. I think our record's pretty good on that. Taking your action.
Well, don't you think it's good for you to take some favorite correspondent or get FBI and say that, let it leak out some way? That has been a light of the conflict of interest laws. Difficulty making a case against Baker that can stand up before a grand jury. They've got they and Internal Revenue both have got a number of men working on it and pursuing every possible angle of it. And if the committee or anybody else is, anybody in the country has got any lead, they'll be glad to have them. I think that if we get somebody to write that, I don't think the public knows. He's leaving an impression. And I'm ordering this committee what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I can.
They're the only source. And we buzzed that up a little bit. It's being investigated. It's being studied. The chips are all in the name. It seems to me that it's helpful. The best answer that I've heard to it, Bobby said that he had just got one question from the students. And he just said, well, as soon as he found out about it, the man resigned. And he was a friend of mine. And the man is to be held accountable for all of his friends' actions. I'll be held accountable to everybody else, but he resigned in a thorough investigation by the best agents in the government. They'll have disclosed that while in practice he's not very desirable to the Senate. The law against a man having a law firm and doing outside business. Out in Indianapolis, they raised the question. A young boy out there said, well, when we found out about it, when Mr. Mansfield first found out about it, he fired him. And he said, the difference is we fire ours and they nominate theirs for vice president. He said, we didn't give any consideration to putting Bobby Baker on our ticket at all.
Yeah.
That's good. Anybody looking into this felt company outfit?
No, Mr. President, we're not investigating it because there really isn't any violation of law that you can, any of the facts would indicate here.
Well, if this fellow that was on the congressional payroll had any contacts with the Federal Trade Commission connection with their immediate problems. Under the statute, they're trying to find something about Bobby contacting him if he had indicated that he had called up or done anything. They told me there'd be a violation of law because he's supposed to be here for not advocating things.
Well, the only violation of law would be that if he received his money for doing this, President, he was drawing some money from them, I guess, as a director when they collect.
Well, his law partner was on the payroll.
His law partner was on the payroll.
$14,000, and he was having contacts with the Federal Trade Commission on their matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a violation, isn't it?
Not unless he got the money for doing that. I mean, the law partner doing it's not a violation. Unless that money went to Miller at the same time.
Looked like to me you all went pretty strong on Frank Boykin for inquiring on things. I don't want to do it as a punitive matter.
Yeah.
But I don't want to Joe Clark and Proxmire getting up and saying,
well,
here,
this question's
debated thoroughly, and here's a man on the payroll and he's in every paper in the country.
Yeah.
And he didn't even inquire. And I'd put 10 men over to the Federal Trade Commission and see who had the contacts over there.
Well, I can check over at the Federal Trade Commission.
Without getting out, I just think that we ought to try to look at the charges made. When these charges appear, we ought to try to act.
Well, we did act on that. And I took all the newspaper accounts and the facts there to see whether or not there was any violation of the law rising out of any of those accounts, what would lead to one.
I'd do it on Miller and I'd do it on this fella. I'd certainly do it with the Frank Smith incident.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I don't think I'd be messing around with them too much. I think I'd just, I'd try to be sure that I pursued the Baker thing and I pursued that and anything else that's charged in this campaign.
Yeah.
Do you share that agreement?
Yes, I do. I think when it comes to people like Miller, then I think when you try to get top of the facts, President, you want to avoid creating the impression that you're turning the whole FBI loose on the Congress. They get to move with some caution there.
Oh, no question about that. But I think if Pearson's charging this and alleging that, you all notice.
Yeah.
And if you get caught then with the fact that he was doing this the whole time and just because he was a congressman, you're afraid you'd get kicked at. You did nothing. I think you're just as guilty as if you used it because he was a congressman and because he's run against us.
I agree with that, Mr. President. The fact he's a congressman would stop it.
The fact he's a Republican nominee wouldn't. The fact he's a Democratic nominee wouldn't.
So the only point there that I would make would be what I just made.
Yeah, I think that's right. I agree with that. So I would take the state and the defense and the old associates. There's this Philip Nichols, about the oldest one. And then I think I'd try to see who he had contacts with in the Defense Department.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd try to ask the State Department if he ever handled any sensitive matters with them and ever gave them an instruction to relay them. And the Defense Department the same way. Any war movements or war plans or anything of that kind. LeMay would be one of the first ones I did. He's in the Air Force. Another idea. I'd have as my objective this is Wednesday. I'd have some kind of reading Sunday night. Can't have much, but I'd